locally owned and operated. We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is Chandler Smith.
Checkered flag is in the air, and Chandler Smith has won here in Phoenix.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The middle race of this tripleheader weekend is on tap. The stars of the NASCAR Xfinity Series are ready to do battle here at Martinsville Speedway. This continues a bit of a short track swing for the series after Chandler Smith won last weekend at Richmond. Chandler Smith sees the checkered flag, and Chandler Smith wins the Toyota Care 250. Smith and three other drivers will have extra incentive to capture the victory tonight, as this is the first Xfinity Dash for Cash race of the season. The highest finisher out of Smith, Eric Almirola, Jesse Love, and Parker Kligerman will take home a $100,000 bonus. With a grandfather clock and an extra 100 grand on the line, we could very well see some Martinsville mayhem tonight. The Dude Wipes 250 is next.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
38 race cars gridded on pit road. The NASCAR Xfinity Series lined up and ready to go here tonight at the Martinsville Speedway. 250 laps will make up the distance in the Dude's Wipe 250, race number 7 of 2024, live on the Motor Racing Network. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside, as always, is Alex Hayden and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. It's a Saturday night short track. Race cars ready to go, and it's all about fenders and tempers.
It absolutely is, and you're going to use all of it here tonight. The fenders, well, you're going to need them because you're going to have to use those to get people out of the way and make your passes. Temper, yeah, you're going to get roughed up some out there, but you also may get swept up in somebody else's mess. It's all about controlling how much you damage the fenders and try not to, and also how you control your temper throughout the running of this race.
Last night in the truck race, Christian Eckes won it. We saw a multiple number of strategies play out, something you don't typically see on a short track. But that was last night. Tonight's a different night, different stage lengths, etc. What do you expect to see tonight?
That's a great question. I think based off of chatting with everybody yesterday in the Xfinity Garage, this could very well be a one-stop race, and that could be at lap 120, which is the end of stage number 2. Stage 1 will end at lap 60, stage 2 at lap 120, and then on to lap 250. That is the conventional thinking, at least on paper, going into the race. We all know, though, if your car gets wrinkled up or something happens, you cut down a tire, you slide the tire under braking going into a corner, it could force you to get off of that strategy.
It is a beautiful night here. Blue sky, sunshine, although it is chilly, that's for sure. 54 at the moment. Wind gusting like it was last night, but we are indeed set to go racing. The NASCAR Xfinity Series coming your way next on the Motor Racing Network.
Calling all nonprofit organizations. The NASCAR Day Giveathon is back for 2024. What's that, you ask? It's a national campaign to help nonprofit organizations raise funds to support their local missions. By signing up for the Giveathon, you gain access to a national marketing campaign to build visibility and donations for your nonprofit at no cost to you. And as a bonus, special incentives and prizes will be announced along the way to help you maximize your efforts. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org to sign up today.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start at the front of the grid and take you all the way to the tail end of the grid. We'll explain why. We're going to start with a pole winner, and that's Brandon Jones. He's a 9-time pole winner. He's a driver that will lead the field of the green flag here coming up in just a bit. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durand.
Welcome back to Martinsville Speedway. We'll get you to the front of the grid in a moment, but a big story at the tail end of the field, and that's Chandler Smith. He won a week ago, or last time out, and the first time out here yesterday, he took his car straight into the fence. For more on Chandler Smith, here's Kim Kuhn from Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, Chandler Smith getting a handshake from NASCAR President Steve Phelps, but a little bit of a challenge yesterday. You had the brakes lock up, put the car into the wall, which means that you had to send it back to Huntersville in order to get it fixed back up. Any concern here tonight?
Not at all. I mean, everything happens for a reason, and I believe that the good Lord had a good reason for that, and I question it. I'm ready to rip tonight, and I'm just extremely grateful for all the men and women back at Joe Gibbs Racing. There was about 40 people there till 1:30 last night, and then back there at 5 o'clock this morning. Not complaining, excited to be there. That means a lot to me. I'll go to war for them, those men and women, for sure. So ready to go make all that hard work worth it.
One of the four Dash for Cash drivers, so $100,000 on the line if you're the best four of those finishers. How much more of an incentive does that put out there for you?
I mean, it doesn't. At the end of the day, I just want to bring back that clock. The bonuses will come with it.
That's Chandler Smith, the most recent winner. He'll start from the tail of the field after not making a qualifying lap in yesterday's session.
Different perspective, but it makes a ton of sense. You win the race and get your clock, you will get that $100,000 bonus. Now, at the front of the field, it's a different story. The track position's already there to try to go get a grandfather clock. Let's head down to the driver introduction stage right now with Steve Post from Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Well, indeed, the track position was there, but going to have to do about the same thing Chandler Smith does. That's Brandon Jones. Brandon, the good news is you run the pole. The bad news is you're going to have to start at the end of the field. What happened? What was the story with the car? And describe what you're going to have to do to get some track position here.
Oh, man, I hate that we're going to have to drop to the rear. It just was cold yesterday, and I think going out there and we all took off so fast that didn't allow us quite enough time to get some heat in the brakes, and ended up just kind of cracking some of the front rotors on the brakes. So don't want to risk that, man. If you were to bust one of those, it's head first into the wall. So not gonna risk tearing up a really good race car. I think our Scott's Menards Chevy Camaro is really fast, capable of winning the race today, you know. So we just have to be smart about it today. We don't want to go out there and get lapped early on, but we also you know, we need to get going, and we need to try to get to the front too. So it's going to be an interesting balance a little bit of how we go about doing that. My best optimal thing would be a caution comes out right midway through stage one, we short pit, get our track position back. But if not, we got to try to maybe use the bumper a little bit and try to get back up there. So it's going to be exciting nonetheless.
It will be exciting. That's for you. This racetrack's been so good for you. Your former winner here, a lot of top 10 finishes. What does your car need to do? What is there about this racetrack that seems to fit you, and what do you get out of the race car here?
I've definitely got a good feel for it, man. I'm not going to say exactly what it needs to do, because as soon as I learned that, it clicked for me really well. It was simple, but it was something that took me, I mean, shoot, 9-10 years to figure it out, right? So once I started to hit on it, it definitely started to work. But it is interesting. Yesterday's pole run was very similar to my pole run in 2022. So I do have a good feel for it. That's the positive.
Well, that does sound positive, that's for sure. He's got some cars to pass, but Brandon Jones certainly capable with the race car he has here at Junior Motorsports. Won the pole position, but we'll be going to the back of the field.
Two big names and two fast cars going to the tail end of the field, one being Chandler Smith, the other being the pole winner in Brandon Jones. That'll be fun to watch all by itself. Cole Custer will start at the front of the field. He was scheduled to start outside row number one. Cole Custer is with Kim Kuhn.
And Cole Custer down here with his crew chief, Jonathan Toney. All right, front row start. As you think about the characteristics that you have to have to be successful at Martinsville, what's at the top of that list?
Man, I think with how cold it is, I mean, you're going to have a little bit of drive in your car. I don't know if you want to be too loose right now. But at the end of the day, I mean, Martinsville, you got to be there at the end. It's always one of these races that you can get yourself in trouble in a lot of different areas. But if you can just be there at the end, have a fast car, you'll have a shot at it. And I think in practice, our Haas Automation Ford Mustang was pretty good. We were pretty happy with it. So just got to keep it up front.
How much have you guys talked about strategies and the opportunities you have here tonight?
Definitely some. You know, that last stage, you only got one set of tires, so it'll be a little bit interesting when people want to put their set on. But we've talked about it. We have a game plan, and we're going to go with it.
And that game plan, obviously, a secret. That's Cole Custer, your reigning NASCAR Xfinity Series champion, making his 150th career Xfinity Series start tonight.
Indeed, he is our reigning champion, and he'll start from the outside of the front row in the Dude Wipes 250.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Tracks app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Tracks today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
The last 13 Martinsville races in the Xfinity Series have been won by 13 different drivers. See if we can continue that trend tonight. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
We welcome you back to Martinsville Speedway. Sun continues to set. The LED lights have just come on here at this half-mile racetrack. Qualifying earlier was Jeb Burton in the number four position. Burton, one top five finish here in his Xfinity Series career at his home track. To get his thoughts, is Steve Post.
Jeb Burton going to start in the four spot. And Jeb, we saw your teammate Parker Retzloff put it on the pole position at Richmond. Now you with a fourth qualifying run. Jordan Anderson Racing, looks like you guys are getting your footing. Just what's this team, where's this team at this point in the season?
Yeah, man, we've had a tough go at it. From Daytona all the way to Richmond, we've had really good cars. And just last week we had brake issues. Week before that, a sway bar arm broke. Week before that, I got in a wreck. So it's been a challenging start, but we've been running well, just haven't had the results to show for it. So really proud of the guys digging deep. Shane and I worked really hard Monday through Thursday to fix our brake problem, to come here with a solid package because we've been here before. And we made the car better and qualified fourth. So you don't luck up and qualify good here. You have to have a good race car, and you got to do the right things behind the wheel. So I'm really confident in my car, my team. Got a really good pit crew. Just excited for tonight. I feel like this is an opportunity for us to capitalize. If we can make the right adjustments, have the right pit stops, and have no mistakes, we might have a shot at it.
There we go. This racetrack, of course, near and dear to you, your family from nearby South Boston, but you've also performed well on here. What has it been about you adapting and performing so well at this track?
I think just my late model roots. Yeah. So I came here in 2010 and 2011 and ran those two late model races here, and then ran my first truck start here, almost won a truck race here. It's just fit my driving style. I'm not sure why. I love using the brakes and your all your pedals to try to make speed, and this place is kind of like a road course with braking, right? So just love the short track feel. It's only an hour from my house. Got a lot of hometown sponsors and family members here, and want to make them proud tonight.
I'm sure he will. Jeb Burton made him proud of that qualifying run. He starts fourth here this evening.
When you win here at the Martinsville Speedway, you get the coveted grandfather clock. That's what everybody wants, that grandfather clock to take home and put it on display. The last time we were here, Justin Allgaier claimed the clock. He starts fifth, and Justin is with Kim Kuhn.
Yeah, Justin trying to repeat here at Martinsville. While he qualified fifth, unfortunately, you'll have to drop to the tail for unapproved adjustments. How hard is that going to make the first part of this race for you and the team?
Well, I think it just depends on how the race goes, right? These races here at Martinsville always have kind of a life of their own, and, you know, the aggression level has been okay this year. I feel like, you know, you get to a place like this, it really ramps up. But at the same time, like, I watched the truck race last night, and it was, you know, the guys were able to move to the field. I mean, Christian, after that last pit stop, was able to drive his way back to the field and ultimately get the win. So it's possible. Our Jarrett Logistics Camaro was fantastic yesterday on the long run, and I feel like that's what it's going to take. Navigate through traffic, keep the fenders on it, you know, don't get caught up in something that's not of our doing. If we can do that, I'll be super happy. But at the same time, you know, anything can and will happen. It's going to take some strategy, going to take a good pit stop or two, and we'll have our way back up there, hopefully.
You talk about the long run, but we've seen a number of overtime starts here in the last handful of races. So how good is the fire off speed on that car?
Well, you know, I think that was what we were a little bit concerned with. And I kind of thought qualifying, that's where we were going to lack, and it didn't. You know, we were able to qualify up there in fifth. And obviously Brandon Jones getting his first pole of the year with Junior Motorsports. So, you know, we have speed in our Camaros. I think it's just a matter of we need to be good on the long run to get ourselves in good position. And then I think you just got to go for it and go for broke if you get a late race caution. And, you know, we saw him last night. We're going to see him again tonight and see how it goes.
That's the most recent winner at Martinsville. Where's that clock, by the way?
I actually don't have it yet. It's still here in Martinsville. I got to pick it up tonight before we go home. So all of my guys that got clocks, we bought clocks for everybody on the team that wanted one, and they all have had them for months, and they've been sitting in their houses. And I look at pictures all the time, and I don't have mine yet. So
maybe you'll go home with two then tonight.
I'm fully invested in going home with two. Yes, absolutely.
That's Justin Allgaier.
Justin Allgaier and Brandon Jones, the only two drivers entered in the Xfinity Series that have wins here at the Martinsville Speedway. There's $100,000 on the line in the Dash for Cash. It's race one of the four for one of four different drivers. Whoever finishes the highest, you don't have to be a regular in the Xfinity Series. You just have to declare to earn points in this series. Hence, Eric Almirola has a shot at 100 grand. Steve Post.
Boy, if I'm a betting man, I might take a little money on Eric Almirola. He finished second at Richmond last week, which qualified him for the Dash for Cash. Last fall here in the Cup Series race, finished second as well. Eric, I know you've got a limited schedule here with Joe Gibbs Racing, but my hunch is Martinsville is probably circled in ink on your calendar. You've got to look forward to this race with this team and your skill set here.
Yeah, I love this racetrack. This has been a great racetrack for me over my career and somewhere I, you know, just have always enjoyed coming to. And I look forward to running good tonight. I thought our car was really, really good in practice. So it's still 250 laps. A lot can happen in 250 laps, but based on practice, I think we'll at least be in the mix. And then at that point, we got to execute. Got to have good restarts and be smart behind the wheel, not burn the brakes and tires off of it. These cars drive very different than the Cup cars, so you got to be a little bit more ginger to them and take care of it. And then, you know, just got to have a good night on pit road.
Sponsorship and partnerships are so important. The Dash for Cash program, what does it mean to you, but what does it mean to these race teams as well, Eric?
Well, it's huge. It's a really big deal to race for an extra 100 grand. So hopefully we can do it and have a good night. That would be awesome, not only for myself, but for the race team. It's just a really big morale boost, and it gives all these guys on this team a lot more, you know, to go after.
A lot more to go after, that's for sure. Eric Almirola, and he will go after it. course, I'm trying to keep the math here with all the drivers going to the back. Let's just put it this way. He qualified sixth. I don't know where he starts, but he qualified sixth fastest.
We will have the growing list of the number of drivers going to the tail coming up for you shortly. And by the way, that Xfinity Dash for Cash, $100,000 on the line for one of these four. Chandler Smith, Eric Almirola, Jesse Love, or Parker Kligerman.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Yeah. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. They've got serious traction to keep me on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. They come in classic, wide, and relaxed fits, as well as a variety of fashionable styles, including athletic looks, so I don't have to sacrifice style for safety. In fact, my Skechers slip-resistant work shoes look so good, I often wear them when I'm not working. Hey, slips can happen at any time, so even if I'm not at work, my Skechers work shoes are putting in overtime. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
We will have more from Pit Road coming up shortly from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Time now for a driver spotlight presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Downstairs to Kim Kuhn and Sheldon Creed.
And Sheldon Creed qualified his car in the third position, the best start of 2024. How do you make the most of that track position?
Well, I'm trying to look at for Bob's picks here tonight.
Are you hoping you are or aren't one?
Every time I'm in his top five, we have an issue. So, well, I shouldn't say that. We just have issues all the time. But, no, honestly, I think everyone at Joe Gibbs Racing, Toyota, done a really good job on our car this week. A lot of hands, a lot of eyes on it, just to make sure it was right, and I guess went back to the basics this week. So, feel really good about it. It drove really good in practice. Qualifying lap was pretty good as well. So, just got to go run all 250 tonight and be there for a shot at the end.
With people willing to use their bumper here at Martinsville, how hard is it to control your emotions?
Yeah, I mean, you try to stay up front and stay ahead of all that stuff. Usually the racing's pretty clean between the top two, unless it comes down between like a green-white checkered or something. So, yeah, I mean, I hope it doesn't come down to that, and we can go lead a lot of laps tonight and, try not to be in those situations. But if it comes down to it and you get pushed out of the way, you're probably going to get pushed back. So, Martinsville.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Sheldon Creed. When we are here in the fall, he finished runner-up, looking to best that by one spot here tonight.
He absolutely is, and he's been Mr. Second Place in the Xfinity Series. In 77 starts, he's finished second 8 times, still searching for that elusive first win. Getting that elusive first start at this level is a driver alongside Steve Post.
Not elusive that he got this opportunity. Carson Quaffle is who we're referencing. We joke around, and we talk a lot here on MRN about my kids, and we talk about summer shootout kids. My first Millbridge kid here, he cut his teeth on the dirt track at Millbridge, and here he is making a start for Junior Motorsports in the Xfinity Series. Carson Quaffle, Carson, just your thoughts as you get ready to go here tonight.
I think I'm ready. I'm a little bit nervous, but I feel like I've raced here before in the past, so I feel like I have a pretty good idea of what I need to do track-wise. It's just going to be all about adapting to the car and Kind of figuring out the drivers that I'm running against. These are all new guys to me, so just trying to feel it out today.
The late model stock that you're familiar with here, the Xfinity car, what are some of the differences you found with these two race cars on this track?
Probably the biggest difference is the tires. The late model tires, a little more, like, feel softer, rolls under the car, and this is not as forgiving. It has more initial grip, but it breaks, it shears off a lot faster, and brake pedals, probably the next biggest difference. Just, you got to use a lot of leg force with these cars, whereas the late models, it's, I don't know what it is about them, but they're just, you don't have to use as much brake, so... those are really the only two differences that I'm feeling.
Well, enjoy your night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There we go. That is Carson Quaffle down here. He is set to go. Hey, I want to catch a quick word with Dad, Travis. Carson says he's not that nervous, a little nervous, ready to go. How are you?
I'm definitely nervous. It seems like it was so much easier when I was doing this, and then see your son do it. I'm definitely nervous. But I'm excited for him. He's got a great group of people around him.
There we go. That's Travis Quaffle. He's a 2003 Truck Series champion and Dad here tonight.
20-year-old driver from Mooresville, North Carolina, Series debut here tonight. Now to a driver, Kim Coon, that has 100,000 reasons to have a solid run at Martinsville.
Yeah, one of our Dash for Cash drivers, Parker Kligerman. I know that's not the ultimate goal, but it factors into what you do here tonight. How big of a deal is it to be a part of this program?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, thanks to Xfinity and for this opportunity to go after a major prize. You know, it's just cool to race for big prizes, and that's what we have the opportunity here to do today with our Spike Light Core Chevy, and hopefully it's as fast as Xfinity Internet to get us that Xfinity bonus. But I think, you know, for us today, I put us in a little hole in qualifying, but we have a really solid car. I felt like it was one of the best I've ever had in practice yesterday. It's very colder tonight. I can barely speak. My lips are so cold. I'm sorry for you on pit road. But I think, you know, if we can have even remotely a car like we had in practice yesterday, I'm pretty excited because I think we can go up there and contend for this Dash for Cash and hopefully continue our points. That points run that we're on right now, we're in a really solid spot. This team's gelling in so many ways. So a lot of positive things here at Big Machine Racing. We just need to go execute now. That's the fun part.
You've talked about how much more additional prep you've put into this racetrack to get better. You said it kind of proved itself in the fall. What kind of things fall into that list?
Yeah, so it really, it's braking profile for me. It's just, I have to, these cars require a very particular type of braking at short tracks that has something that I've had to work really, really hard at. And it's different. You can get away with my old style in trucks, and you can do it in cup, and you can't do it in these. And it's required me to really go to work and do my homework. And really, it's almost like a golfer changing their swing. I physically had to change how my left foot brakes the car, and consciously had to do that. And then, you know, remind myself when I'm in the car to do it and continue doing it. And like in qualifying yesterday, I didn't quite do it, and I ended up 18th. So it's a process, but it's something I've had to put a lot of work into. And I hope tonight to show, like I did in practice yesterday, you know, all the those efforts.
Parker's finished top 10 in the last three races, hoping to continue that streak here tonight.
Let's see if he can do that when the green flag flies later on.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm's soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
We welcome you back to Martinsville Speedway. The Dude Wipes 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series getting ready to get under green here in a short while.
Drivers going to the tail end of the field include Brandon Jones, Justin Allgaier, Sammy Smith, Leland Honeyman, and more. Let's take a trackside right now as pre-race ceremonies are set to begin at Martinsville.
Race fans, at this time, please rise as you are able and remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the Alexander Central High School Navy Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer tonight's invocation, please welcome from First Baptist Church in East Martinsville, Senior Pastor Charles Whitfield.
Would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we bless you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the privilege and power of place. From all over the world, our focus is here in Martinsville. While we have come for socialization and sports and speed and the spectacular sound of racing, we need your spirit, we need your safety, your security, and your strength. As these professionals compete, give them careful insight and wisdom. As we spectate, unify these efforts, O God, that makes for an enjoyable, fun-filled, family-friendly weekend. In the strong name of Christ, we pray. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome the High Point University Pep Band.
High Point University Pep Band with our national anthem. The drivers ready to swing a leg over the windowsill and slide down into the cockpit of the race cars.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Race fans, are you tired of leaving skid marks in all the wrong places? Keep burning rubber, but quit using toilet paper. Try Dude Wipes, the extra-large flushable wipes that clear instead of smear. Dude Wipes is proud to be the title partner of the Dude Wipes 250 and proud to be ensuring that this Martinsville weekend is skid mark-free. Dude Wipes are available at your local big box retailer or find them on Amazon. Dude Wipes, best clean, hands down.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
It's going to be big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll past the race car today, pal. Cool boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Dude Wipes 250 from Martinsville Speedway. Brought to you by Dude Wipes. Best clean, pants down. By Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. By hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Just step in and go. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Back here at the Martinsville Speedway, the drivers are aboard their race cars. Todd, we're going to be racing under the lights from green flag to checkered flag. Temperatures are forecast to continue to drop. How much will this track change?
Yeah, it's going to be different than what they practiced in the daytime. When I watched a practice yesterday, it seemed like it laid a fair amount of rubber down. We'll see where that goes tonight. A lot of good cars going to be coming from the back. Going to make a pretty exciting show.
What do you expect as far as track transition? Are we going to see much of a change? You know, we talk from time to time about the crew chiefs and the drivers having to keep up with the track. What about here tonight?
I don't think you are. We're fully under the LED lighting here at the racetrack. The sun is, we've got it out on the horizon, but nothing on the racetrack. And it's not been blistering hot today, so I feel like we're going to see a fairly consistent racetrack. The biggest transition that I'll see out of this would be how much rubber we lay down, and the rubber changes how the track runs for these guys. See what happens there.
Go a little deeper into that, Todd. When there is a lot of rubber put down on the racetrack, what does that do to the handling of the race car?
So typically the right side tire is the one that lays rubber. If you look and you watch it, it'll be where the right side tires run around. And when the track has that rubber in it, once you see it start to blacken up, that takes grip away. And you've got to figure out how to make your car turn outside, either on that rubber, or you have to find a groove where you can run outside of that rubber. That's going to be some guys that get right down to the curb and just tuck the left side tires right around the curb underneath the rubber and keep the rights in the gray down below it. Or guys will have to straddle it or move up. And that's when we see that second groove kind of come into play.
Let's remind everybody, Alex, of the drivers going to the tail end of the field. I mentioned earlier, I only got through part of the list. It's long, and it seems like it was growing throughout the day. Chandler Smith, you heard from Chandler, so he'll start at the tail, along with Ryan Ellis, Leland Honeyman, joined back there by Sammy Smith, Justin Allgaier, Brandon Jones, who won the pole here yesterday. He will give up the pole and go to the tail end of the field. I would imagine, certainly for Brandon and Justin Allgaier, you've got to work together. All of you can't just come blasting through the field or we're going to wreck some race cars.
You're right about that, but it also makes you wonder, does this force the crew chief to change their strategy? All those questions will be answered very soon. Now it's time to get the engines fired.
Martinsville Speedway, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Are you ready to get the NASCAR Xfinity Series Dude Wipes 250 started? Here to give the command to fire engines from Barstool Sports, Frank the Tank, Frank Fleming. Take it away, Frank.
Drivers,
Start your engines!
Leaving it all on the track is Frank the Tank. The engines have come to life. The Dude Wipes 250 coming up next. The NASCAR Xfinity Series live right here on the Motor Racing Network.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me! My car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
NASCAR history.
What I learned from Ken Squire, Barney Hall, and Ned Jarrett, I could never repay. Ken never told me what to say or what not to say. I learned very quickly that I was never going to be another Ken Squire. I don't think anybody could rise to that level.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcasts. 50 years of MRN. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, The 1993 Season, Junior's Journey, and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
We have your starting lineup coming up next from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You crave power. You bleed speed. You live for the roar of the crowd and the taste of victory. But your ride is holding you back. Ignite your engine soul with E3 spark plugs. The same spark that fuels NASCAR champions unleashes explosive power in your ride. Don't just dream of speed. Make it your reality. Find E3 at your nearest auto parts store. E3 spark plugs. E3, what are you running?
It's the fastest, most unpredictable speedway on Earth.
Talladega Super Speedway. It's not a place for the meek. There are no pleases and thank yous.
Oh, he gets tattooed!
It's not quiet, and it doesn't pretend to be. Ah! It's where anything is possible, and everything you've ever loved happens. All at once.
We're gonna get it!
NASCAR Weekend at Talladega Super Speedway, April 20th and 21st. Get your tickets now at TalladegaSuperSpeedway.com.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
38 cars getting ready to go. Starting 38th, Akinori Ogata is ready to go from 38th. Starting 37th will be Chandler Smith. Joey Gase will start 36th. Logan Bearden will start 35th. 34th starter, Myatt Snyder. Starting 33rd, Dexter Bean. Dawson Cram will start 32nd. And Garrett Smithley will start 31st.
Starting 30th is Blaine Perkins. Ryan Ellis will start 29th. Kyle Sieg will go 28th. Haley Deegan starts 27th. Kyle Weatherman, 26th. And Leland Honeyman, 25th. Brendan Poole starts 24th. Josh Williams, 23rd. Riley Herbst is 22nd. The 21st starter is Jeremy Clements.
Starting 20th, Corey Heim. Shane Van Gisbergen will start 19th. Parker Kligerman will start 18th. And Sammy Smith, scheduled to start 17th. He'll go to the tail. Taylor Gray will start 16th. A.J. Allmendinger, ready to go from 15th. The 14th starter, Matt DiBenedetto. Parker Retzloff will start 13th. Carson Quapel, series debut, ready to go, starting 12th. And starting 11th will be Jesse Love.
Austin Hill qualified 10th with Sam Mayer 9th. Ryan Sieg goes 8th and Anthony Alfredo 7th. Eric Almirola starts 6th. Justin Allgaier 5th. Well, qualified 5th will go to the back of the field for unapproved adjustments. Jeb Burton qualified 4th. Sheldon Creed qualified 3rd, Cole Custer 2nd, and Brandon Jones won the pole in qualifying, but he too will drop to the tail end of the field.
Stage 1 done at lap 60. Stage 2 complete at lap 120. Then 130 more laps will make up the distance here tonight. Overtime finishes. We've had 4 in the past 6 races. Will we have one here tonight? We'll find out here in just a little bit. The field is out on the racetrack. They call it the paperclip. 1/2 mile in distance. It's tight. Nowhere to run. Nowhere to hide. Let's find out more about the Martinsville Speedway as we bring in the gentleman ready to call the action for you. Outside of turn number 3, high atop the grandstands out there from Barrie, Vermont, it is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Jeff Striegel. Good evening once again, everyone, from high above Turn 3 here at Martinsville Speedway. That paperclip description is absolutely accurate. Two very short drag strips connected by a couple of hairpin turns. Bottom of the racetrack in the corners is concrete, the lower two lanes. If you get a little too low in the turns, you're going to bounce off a red and white curb that has a very bad habit of knocking cars back up the racetrack into traffic and causing wrecks. So the low lane around is the fast way, but get a little bit too low, it can bite you for sure. Only 4 degrees of banking, not enough to help cure an ill-handling race car. You got to be spot on if you want to move forward tonight here at Martinsville Speedway.
For some inside information on tonight's race, we start on the exit of pit road in Steve Post.
Alex, I love the stories of some of the crew chiefs that call the shots. Tyler Allen is the first-year crew chief calling the shots for Joe Gibbs Racing and driver Eric Almirola. He's a third-generation racer from Tacoma, Washington. He raced late models up on the West Coast while studying at the University of Washington, getting a mechanical engineering degree. In 2010, he had the opportunity to drive and participate in the Richard Petty Driver Search. While he did not win that driver's search, that did get him to North Carolina. He picked up a job engineering for Venturini Motorsports over to Joe Gibbs Racing after a couple other stops. He's been with this team for 10 years, including a championship season, engineering under the tutelage of Adam Stevens for Kyle Busch. And here he is in his first season of Xfinity Series crew chiefing. Has one win with John Hunter Nemechek back at New Hampshire and looking for his second win with Eric Almirola here tonight. Kim Kuhn.
Well, Sammy Smith is looking to turn his 2024 season up a notch. The driver of the JRM number 8 car has had a slow start to the season, hasn't finished better than 8th so far in the races this year. But the 19-year-old has a lot of confidence coming in to tonight. Rightfully so. Last year, he finished 2nd and 3rd, respectively, here at Martinsville, including a stage win. And when I talked to Sammy before the race, he told me the car feels the best it has all year long. Junior Motorsports has won 3 of the last 7 races here, and Sammy's hoping to add his name to that list, but he's going to have a little work to do. He's one of the teams that had to drop to the back after they had cracks in the brake rotors yesterday. He'll drop to the field after unapproved adjustments.
So there's your broadcast team. That was Kim Kuhn. She's on pit road with Steve Post, Dave Moody. He's ready to go high atop the bleachers up in turn 3. My name is Jeff Striegel, joined in the broadcast booth, as always, by Alex Hayden and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Todd, 38 cars, 250 laps. What's it going to take to go to victory lane tonight?
You've got to be around at lap 250 in the right position. And in order to get there, we've got a lot of cars that are starting from the back that are going to have a challenging road ahead of them. They're going to have to figure out how to manufacture track position on the racetrack or just take care of those fenders. Make sure you don't take yourself out trying to work your way forward. Take the good opportunities. Be cautiously aggressive.
You mentioned all the drivers going to the back of the field, including pole winner Brandon Jones. That brings up an interesting scenario in how NASCAR handles that via the rule book when the pole winner has to go to the back of the field. The next car on the inside lane, in this case Sheldon Creed, and the rest of the inside row will simply slide up one spot. And when that happens by rule, there is no lane choice to be made for whoever the pole winner was. So that means Sheldon Creed will have to start on the inside lane, and Cole Custer, who qualified second, will have to start on the outside of the front row. However, the caveat to all that is the control car to make sure they maintain pace will be Cole Custer on the outside of the front row, since that is the highest qualified race car.
Now we're waiting for those cars to pull out of line and drop to the tail end of the field. You know, if you're on the box for, let's just say it's Justin Allgaier or Brandon Jones or Chandler Smith, any of those drivers going to the tail end of the field, how do you approach it differently? I mean, it's one thing if your driver's leading the field with the green flag, stay out front and dig. What about for those drivers at the tail?
Well, we're going to look at cautions and see whether there's a caution that comes at a point that we can cycle ourselves into a different position. Maybe just outside of a window that would be traditional. Maybe you come and take tires at a different time than somebody else just to try to flip the race around. Get yourself back out in front. Even if you're at a slight tire disadvantage, if I had an opportunity early in the race, I'd let him play defense. That way we can get on the same cycle later in the race.
And you mentioned just a few moments ago, Alex, that some of these teams may attempt to pull this off, making just one stop.
Yeah, and that could be at the end of stage two. That depends on these caution flags and what they need to do to be able to get their car the track position. If their car's not handling well, you're dropping through the field, that's going to force you to come to pit lane much sooner, perhaps at the end of stage number one, to try to make that happen.
Saturday night, short track racing under the lights. The Martinsville Speedway, we are ready to go for 250 laps. Race number seven of the 2024 season for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And now for the start from Goldsboro, North Carolina, here's the Motor Racing Network's Alex Hayden.
Field bunched up two by two, coming up off of turn number four. Eyes on the flag stand, and the green flag is in the air, and they're playing bumper cars already. The Dude Wipes 250 is green as they race off in turn one by a fender. It's Cole Custer.
Custer in the outside lane has got the number one spot as they race down the back straightaway. He'll do away with the Sheldon Creed machine and take sole possession of the lead. Battle for second now. Creed going against Jeb Burton.
Jeb Burton's going to give it up in a hurry because Sheldon has taken over second. Cole Custer will lead lap number one. Then you've got Jeb Burton running third, but he's under attack right now from Eric Almirola.
Almirola freewheeling in that outside lane, and he's got a good run off turn number two, trying to clear the Anthony Alfredo machine. He will do so and drop in line four.
They come up off turn number four, the front six now, single out, nose to tail. Sam Mayer will fall in line in the number six spot. Jesse Love, the man on the move behind him.
Jesse Love's got the bottom of the racetrack. He'll slide through on the inside, and that'll move him up to position number seven. All the way back now through the top 14, maybe 15 spots, all single file.
Yeah, the last one to dive down to the inside among those top 14, 15 cars was Ryan Sieg. He'll tuck in line behind Parker Retzloff. Off turn number two, race leader Cole Custer.
Custer by about a car length and a half down the back straightaway into turn number three. Everybody in the top five or six minding their manners. Jesse Love has to throw a big block on Parker Retzloff.
Got very racy, did Retzloff. Took a peek in and outside. Now he's going to ride the tire tracks, and that is the continuing fight. Seventh, eighth, ninth on back.
Early laps here where you gauge just how determined that guy is in front of you or behind you. Parker Retzloff trying to hold off the charge, but he is back on it again in turn four.
Well, the last time he was on the charge, you saw it, Dave. Jesse Love beginning to throw blocks, trying to keep Parker from diving down to the inside of him going into turn number three.
And maybe that will force Retzloff to call off the dogs here in the early going, or maybe it will just make him a little more determined. Closer to the front, change for the number three spot, Eric Almirola to the bottom.
He goes and slides past the Jeb Burton car, so give Almirola number three position. Jeb Burton falls in line and rides his tire tracks at the front of the field. Sheldon Creed came right up on the back bumper, the race leader.
He's giving him some heat as they come down the back straightaway. Sheldon Creed right there on the back bumper of Cole Custer. That's the battle for first place.
On lap number seven, Cole Custer, Creed, separation just a half a car length, and it's a little bit back to Eric Almirola, Jeb Burton, and Anthony Alfredo. That's your top five.
Almirola, the third place driver, beginning to whittle away at that deficit right now as he got by Jeb Burton. He's put a car length and a half between himself and Burton, trying to reel in the leaders.
It is a tale of two different driving styles. In first and second, Cole Custer really rolls out of the throttle early. That enables Sheldon Creed.
Trouble, turn number four. Dexter Bean gets turned around after a three-wide dive bomb to the inside by Sammy Smith. Smith caromed off the side of the Garrett Smithley machine. Smithley in the middle had nowhere to go. He bounced off Dexter Bean. Dexter ends up the odd man out as he spins to the top of the racetrack.
Battling outside of the top 20, and around goes Dexter. So we go under caution for the first time tonight. It comes out as we work lap number nine. Cole Custer, Sheldon Creed, Eric Almirola, Jeb Burton, and Anthony Alfredo, top five.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
She is the track too tough to take.
The Lady in Black. She's got a thing for tradition, a hankering for history. and she sure likes a good challenge. Well, when Throwback Weekend comes to town, she'll get exactly what she wants and play extra hard to get.
These guys are going to have their hands full.
Shall we dance? The official Throwback Weekend of NASCAR, May 10th through the 12th. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com.
10 laps down, and we are already under the caution flag. Cole Custer has led all 10 so far. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Trying to engineer their way to the front are those drivers that went to the tail end of the field. And some of them are having some early success. Alex, Sammy Smith up six spots since we put him under the green flag.
Chandler Smith has gained five positions. Corey Heim has gained four positions as we've just gotten the one-to-go signal and the opportunity to choose what lane they want to restart in. That means the field's coming to the Geico restart zone presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Getting ready to go back under the green flag on lap number 13. Cole Custer on the inside. He elected to go there. Sheldon Creed elected to go outside. Row two for the restart. You've got Eric Almirola and Jeb Burton.
Cole Custer's led every lap to this point in the race. Here they come up off turn number four, eyes on the restart zone, and they bunch up tightly. Control car is Custer. He jumps on the throttle and will try to pull the field back to turns one and two.
He will succeed in doing exactly that. Cole Custer with the lead by about a half a car length off turn number two. They'll race their way to the back straightaway. Hanging tough in that outside lane, though. Sheldon Creed not giving it up. Eric Almirola tucked in down low.
High speed pace lap off four, but give the advantage to Cole Custer. He's back out front. Battle now for second. Eric Almirola on the move and on the inside.
Couple of Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas head-to-head for the number two spot right now. Almirola on the inside. Sheldon Creed on the outside. Jeb Burton rides in fourth.
The restart is under review by NASCAR, so we'll wait and see what they say as they continue to review the footage on that. Did somebody out-jump Cole Custer, the control car? That's what NASCAR is waiting to see. Maybe Cole Custer did something illegal there. They're having a look at it right now as we stay under the green flag with Custer, the race leader, Jeff.
And under the review, sorry, Alex, under the review, we stay under the green flag. Cole Custer comes across the line, followed by Eric Almirola, Sheldon Creed, Jeb Burton, and Sam Mayer. That's your top five. You're listening to NASCAR. What did they say?
The restart is good, so we're going to continue under the green flag, working on lap number 17. That'll give us 43 to go here in stage number one. Cole Custer by 2.5 car lengths over Eric Almirola. Sheldon Creed has got third, Dave, but he's got a lot of company on the back doorstep.
Yeah, they've come a knocking at the back door. There's no question about that. Creed was able to wedge his way back in line across the nose of the Jeb Burton machine. Burton, in turn, feeling heat from Sam Mayer.
Sam Mayer is right there. He got by Parker Retzloff just a couple of laps ago. We'll follow Sam Mayer right now. He rides fifth right behind Jeb Burton.
Looking to get a little more right now, although Burton is probably the most aggressive of those three drivers. He is really working the back bumper of Sheldon Creed as they hit turn three.
Trying to be patient, but Dave, it's the same old Martinsville story. I think you summed it up perfectly in last night's Craftsman Truck Series race. You get a three-bump rule here at Martinsville.
Yeah, the first bump informs you that I'm there. The second bump informs you that I'm faster. And the third bump is when you realize that you waited too long and I just sent you out of the groove and up toward the outside safer barrier.
Dave, let's drop a little bit deeper in the field. Haley Deegan right now running in 21st position. Now behind her, some fast race cars. You've got Sammy Smith right there. You've got Brandon Jones, Justin Allgaier, Chandler Smith, and more.
Yeah, it's a bit of a log jam right now. Haley's running a good line, running right at the bottom of the racetrack. Has not allowed anybody to take the easy way, but Sammy Smith gives her a little kick in the caboose at the entrance to turn three.
That will propel her about a half car length ahead, but here's Sammy Smith again. Good run down the front straightaway. Hey, Haley Deegan dives for the bottom. She may have clipped the inside curb in turn one.
The heat is on right now for Haley Deegan. She has got some fast race cars knocking at the back door right now. Sammy Smith is there. Oh, he gets her again.